before we go to politics and that first meeting since the election between Enda Kenny and Micheál Martin, one of the problems outside the political talks that has to be dealt with, a statement you've heard too often in the past, you've certainly heard it several times in this programme, said by Fergal Hickey, who is a consultant in the Sligo General Hospital and also a spokesperson for the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine. When I called him earlier, Fergal Hickey first described the situation yesterday in his own emergency department in Sligo and others.
Well, as you know, there were 533 patients on trolleys nationally. Certainly the experience in my hospital yesterday when I was on call, when I was in the department, was that we had ambulances queued up waiting to offload patients. We had patients on trolleys in corridors. We were trying to move patients in and out of cubicles so that we could actually see another patient. And generally speaking, you know, it's an ordeal that patients are being forced to endure. Now, it's complicated in our hospital by the fact that we have an outbreak of norovirus, so we've even fewer beds than normal, which means that it's increasingly difficult to get a bed for a patient who needs one.
When you say ambulances were queuing up outside your hospital, the Sligo Regional, how many at most?
Well, we had certainly five ambulances at 8 o'clock last night in a queue. So they'd all taken their patients off us. They were in, they'd brought their patients into the department on ambulance trolleys and were waiting to find a cubicle into which they could offload this patient so they could actually return to the road.
It's a couple of months since we talked to you about the situation facing you and your colleagues. Has anything since the start of the year improved?
There was a brief improvement when there was political focus on this. And of course, as you're well aware, there is no government in effect. And therefore, the political focus that applied for a period of time no longer applies. And we've seen this before. We've seen this repeatedly. Back as long ago as when Mary Harney was minister and declared a national emergency, there was a six-month period where there was intense political focus on the matter. James Reilly similarly had a period where there was intense political scrutiny and therefore things improved, and likewise during Dr. Varadkar's tenure. But now that we've no government, things are returning to the steady state, and our basic problem remains, which is there is not enough capacity, there's not enough hospital beds in the system to do all of what the health service needs to do. And until and unless there is, then we're going to continue to be in difficulties in the face of increasing demand.
Could you spell that out for us in terms of patient safety?
Well, we know there is incontrovertible evidence to show that if you're detained on a trolley, if you're over 75 and detained on a trolley for over 12 hours, you have bad outcomes. We know, based on Australian data applied to an Irish population, that somewhere between 350 and 360 patients per year die as a direct result of being in overcrowded emergency departments. These are not patients who would have died anyway. These are patients who would not have died. So we know this kills people, and until somebody finally faces up to it and does something about it, then we're going to continue to have people die who shouldn't die. Now, I gather from RT's media reports of the Fine Gael document that's been put forward that there's a commitment in that to examine hospital bed capacity. But, I mean, that's missing the point. We know hospital bed capacity is insufficient. We know there were beds removed from the system before the period of austerity. We didn't have enough beds then. And during the period of austerity, we've lost beds. So a review of hospital capacity misses the point. We need to get on and create hospital capacity, and particularly the capacity to deal with the elderly patients that are coming in increasing numbers who have complex medical needs.
Do any of your problems connect with inability to recruit staff?
Yes, that certainly is an issue. I mean, we're losing emergency department nurses all around the country, which is why there was a dispute. So nursing staff are harder and harder to recruit, and the experienced nurses are simply giving up because of the intolerable circumstances they find themselves working under.
Do you think
under.
It's that rather than money?
Oh, no, it's very much both.
I mean, pay.
The other issue is that there's a significant number of consultant and emergency medicine vacancies that we can't fill, and we find it very difficult to recruit middle grade doctors to work in emergency medicine because of these intolerable conditions. It'd be different if you had a surge periodically and things just got bad for a period of time. But this is a consistent, persistent problem that nobody has tackled.
It's clear that you have, and that you take a dim view for understandable reasons of a political focus on these problems from time to time. And I suppose you could say the same thing about media focus. But on the day that's in it, as politicians meet, and when the serious talking about the possibility of a new government starts, what would you say to those who'd be taking part?
Well, I think rather than their posturing and game-playing and, you know, this courtship ritual that seems to be afoot, I mean, we have serious crises in this country, and health and the health service is by no means the only one, but it's only going to be tackled when there's a government, a stable government, that's prepared to do what's necessary, and that does involve investment. You cannot create hospital bed capacity without investment in facilities and without investment in staff to support those. And emergency department overcrowding will never end until we're in a position to transfer a patient to a bed when the decision is made that they need to be admitted to hospital.
And that's Sligo consultant Fergal Hickey, spokesperson for the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine.